Last summer, Missouri let more people qualify for Medicaid under a provision of the Affordable Care Act. It is the 38th state to expand this eligibility, but it turns out hundreds of thousands of vulnerable people have not necessarily received health coverage, especially those getting out of prison. Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia of Side Effects Public Media reports.
When Missouri voters approved expanding Medicaid eligibility, public health advocates were hopeful. The move means anyone making less than 138% of the federal poverty level, or $18,754 per year, can now qualify for coverage. In Missouri, that translates to some 275,000 people, including many leaving incarceration.
When someone comes out, they need everything. they need everything, and they need it now.
DeMarcus Thomas Brown is the director of the Reentry Opportunity Center in Columbia, which helps people restart their lives after incarceration. He says healthcare is one of their biggest needs. While people can typically access basic health services while incarcerated, that goes away on the outside.
If they were taking meds, whether it be for mental or even stabilizing for recovery from substance use disorder, how to get those meds now on the outside is a huge obstacle.
Thomas Brown says the center looks to link its clients to the many resources they might need by creating what he calls warm handoffs, personal connections to local organizations like the Voluntary Action Center, or VAC.
We're not just telling them, hey, if you go down to VAC on Wednesdays, you can get possibly get help. We're able to give the handoffs and say, hey, so-and-so is waiting for you. Or, hey, do we need to meet you down there?
But when it comes to connecting them to Medicaid, there are obstacles. The state has done little to promote the Medicaid program, and that work has largely fallen to advocates and nonprofits. Concordance in St. Louis is one group connecting people leaving prison to Medicaid. Michelle Smith is the organization's president.
Just being eligible when you're an individual in prison doesn't mean you're going to take advantage of it either while you are in the last few days of serving your sentence or even coming out.
Federal data shows most other states process Medicaid applications within a week. In Missouri, it takes on average more than 3 months, according to the state's most recent report. Smith says these delays are a problem for people leaving incarceration.
If they have some type of medication, when they're released from prison, they're only released with a 30-day supply. And so oftentimes, if you can't get Medicaid eligible or see a healthcare doctor within those 30 days, your prescriptions will lapse.
Smith says Concordance starts filling out applications with its clients in the final days of their sentence in order to speed up the process. She says several have already successfully enrolled. The overall goal is to reduce recidivism, and recent research suggests Medicaid expansion can help make that happen.
So if you look at the psychiatry literature, it clearly shows that certain types of crimes are correlated with certain health conditions.
Erkman Aslam is an economics professor at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. He's lead author on a study that found lower rates of recidivism in states that expanded Medicaid compared to those that didn't. Aslam says there was a pronounced effect on crimes correlated with mental health and addiction.
We find a very sharp decline in violent and public order crimes, and this supports our hypothesis that the policy is really effective in curbing recidivism associated with crimes that are most likely committed impulsively.
Lower rates of recidivism, Aslam says, benefit individuals and also society. Fewer people reoffending means fewer fiscal costs to imprison them, not to mention the direct costs to victims of crime. But seeing those benefits requires streamlining the process so that everyone who's eligible for Medicaid gets enrolled. For Here and Now, I'm Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia.
Sebastian's story comes to us from Side Effects Public Media, a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health.